easy. They continued on and shortly met the British troops. The first one Stafford saw hugged me and gave me his red beret, which I still have. A British brigadier stepped forward and shook Heiliger's hand, saying he was the finest-looking American officer he had ever seen. Heiliger motioned for the British to move in column to the boats, urging them to keep silent, but they just could not. Private Lester Hashey recalled one saying, "I never thought I'd be so glad to see a bloody Yank." Lieutenant Welsh, who was in charge down at the boats, grew exasperated with the Brits, who kept calling out, "God bless you, Yank," and told them they would all get killed if they didn't shut up. The British got into the boats. Heiliger pulled his men back in leapfrog fashion. Soon everyone was ready to shove off. Gordon was the last one back and in the trailing boat crossing the river. There was a certain amount of excitement and urgency, he said, and he was certain the Germans would sink them all any moment. But they were never spotted. By 01:30, the entire party were safely on the south bank and crossing no man's land on the way to the American front line behind the dike. The next day, Colonel Sink issued a citation for gallantry in action. He declared that the courage and calmness shown by the covering force was a major factor in this successful execution. So well organized and executed was this undertaking that the enemy never knew an evacuation had taken place. All members of this covering force are commended for their aggression, spirit, prompt obedience of orders, and devotion to duty. Their names appear below. Gordon's name is there. When I suggested that he must be proud to have volunteered for and carried out so well such a hazardous operation, he said the only reason he went along was that Heiliger had selected him. It was not a volunteer operation. I'm not saying I wouldn't have volunteered. I'm just saying I didn't volunteer. On October 28th, the 101st Division's area of responsibility was enlarged. The 506th shifted to the east on the riverbank, just opposite Arnhem. Easy was in the line in the vicinity of the village of Driel, which put the company in the easternmost tip of the Allied advance toward Germany. It was replacing a British unit. As the company moved into its new position, Sergeant Lipton and Battalion XO Winters talked with the British commander. He said they could see Germans moving around and digging in along the railroad track to the east. Easy was still on the right flank of the 506th at Driel. That put it at the point where the line bent at an acute angle, meaning one platoon faced north, another east, with the third in reserve. "Well, when you see them, why don't you fire on them?" Winters asked.